And the object of ignorance is manyness. What is many? This question of many, what is the nature of many? The answer is, there can be no many if there is no one. All manyness is impossible if there is not basically there is one. There is a word in English which is called pluralism. Many are called plural. And pluralism means that originally there are many realities, originally. Each one of them self-existent. It's called pluralistic philosophy. So those who believe that each one of the many is self-existent, he is called a pluralist philosopher. One who believes that there is only one reality is called monist. Now there are who believe that one can never become many. One always remains one. It can never be many. This is called pure monist. But Upanishad is not either a pluralist nor a pure monist. Because it says very clearly, one goes abroad. It is he who has gone abroad. One who has become all. Therefore, Upanishad is not a pure monist, it's a monist who maintains that one can become many without losing oneness. So there is a long discussion in the world on these three concepts. One, many, and the relationship between one and many. And the discussions on this subject are so intricate and so misleading and yet so attractive that people remain confined only to the discussion. This is the vice of metaphysical thinking. You go on because it's a real mystery. How does one seed become many seeds? The simplest way of knowing it, such is the nature of reality. It's a wonder, but it is so. Reality is such. And the argument, the only simple argument is, is one a numerical one? If one is a numerical one, surely it can't be many. But according to the Upanishad, the one is not numerical in character, one basically is what will be called identical. There's a difference between one that is numerically one and one that is identical. What is identical? I gave yesterday the example of essence of rose. The essence in rose water remains what it is. It does not cease to be rose essence. It manifests itself in waters, oceans of waters, and yet that essence remains identical. So, this is the philosophy of this Upanishad. It does not say that one always remains the same. In the sense that one is incapable of becoming many. If you say that one cannot become many, it means that this one is incapable, there is incapacity in it. But the meaning of essence is always force. If you analyze the idea of essence, you find that essence, by its very nature, must be forceful. All essence gives you the concept of root. And root is that which is capable of growth. The very nature of root, it is capable. The capacity is very much involved in the very idea of the root. Essence is the root. The word self, which is used so often, is actually essence. The self is the essence. It is the same self which has become all. Now, the idea of ignorance is normally tied up with the idea of many. And the idea of knowledge is tied up with the idea of one. So, if it is said, if you follow only the knowledge of many, you will not come to know the one. Therefore, you will remain in darkness. But if you come to know, to pursue only the one, you will never know the secret or the wonder of how the one becomes many. Now, when you are in ignorance and you are entangled into many, you will always find some kind of suffering. If you pursue only the many, it is such a world that you will be always having shokaha, mohaha. You will always have delusion and some kind of suffering. Therefore, whenever there is suffering, you will be awakened. So, you will not enter into greater darkness. It will be darkness, but at a point there is a remedy for it. You will come to awake yourself. But if you follow only the one, there is no misery. So you will never be awakened. And therefore you will never know the secret of many. Therefore it is a greater darkness. If you follow the many, if you follow ignorance, you will never come to know one. But there is a possibility of coming to know one, because in many there is the root of misery. And when you will experience misery, you will awake. And you say something has to be sought after. And you will try to seek the one. But if you seek only the one, in the oneness there is no misery. And therefore, if you attach yourself to the one, you will remain there only and you will never know. And that is a greater darkness. I'll stop here today, but next time we shall see what is the many, what is the one, what is the relationship, and therefore the relationship between knowledge and ignorance. These three verses are supposed to be the most difficult verses in the literature of the Upanishads. And therefore we must take some time to understand the complexity of these three verses. We shall do it. All right.